Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Muzaffar Haider, and this is Youth Station, by the way. Choo choo kachoo, Youth Station for you.
And here is Sister Asma.
Sister Asma, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you.
Same in here, of course.
I have an uncle, right? Yeah. He's not going to listen to this, so it's inshallah.
Hopefully,
so it's okay.
He's not going to listen.
He is so rich, like ridiculously rich, right?
Good for him.
And he is stingy as heck.
Oh, Christmas right? Carol.
Oh, yeah, he's a Scrooge. He's a proper Scrooge, right? He has a disability because of which he can't even sleep on his very expensive bed.
Wow.
Isn't that so sad?
So tragic.
Isn't that so ironic?
Yes, but would he wish to give all his money to sleep well?
Probably not.
Yeah, many people want.
If you say it
to many people, then they would say, I wish I had that expensive bed and not a sleep the night.
There are certain people who derive a strange kind of pleasure from just counting how much money they have.
Exactly.
And that becomes their entire existence. Mm-hmm. They don't care if they can't get out of bed. They don't care if they are sick or unhealthy or anything like that. They just want lots of money.
You know, these days, interacting with people makes me so much surprised. And let me say just shocked, not surprised. Yeah. Because if they talk to you and then they start to know that you have accomplished nothing physical, like, I mean, you don't have a house of your own, you don't have a car of your own.
They'll definitely look down at you.
Then they would look down at you.
Yeah.
And they would never consider that, like, you are a person with a dignity, with a character. You know, there was a time when I used to think that character and dignity are all the things that a man can own. But then as I grew older, then I understood, no. There are some other things that sometimes are cruel to say them, but money is also one of those things that matters so much in nowadays world.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the opposite in the eyes of God. You know, he says...
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the point.
He says in the Holy Quran, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ خُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ أَلَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَأَدَّدًا. He says, woe be upon every defamer, defrauder, who gathers wealth and just counts it. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He supposes that this wealth of his will make him eternal.
Yeah.
We don't realize, because it's very difficult for people like us, students like us, to put ourselves into the shoes and the mind of another person. It's an exercise that we do need to do sometimes in order to understand the other perspective.
Yeah.
They really think that this is it. This is it.
I would say, to some extent, yes, money gives you power. And that's why people love it. Because when you have money, you can control all the people around you. You can even buy people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because even it has been from the first time human beings were created. I guess all the people would long to have more of money in order to have control upon other people.
That's why
money is so much important.
I think when we give something importance, that's when it actually becomes important.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where we used to trade using goods like food and animals. We used to trade them, or gold, right? And there was a time where we used to trade with coins. Then we moved to banknotes.
Mm-hmm.
Those banknotes were backed by gold. And today we go to something like the American dollar, which actually has no worth. It's just a promise.
Yeah.
It's a guarantee.
But it has a lot of effect in people's life, economically speaking.
Because we've given it that importance, right?
Yeah.
It's so strange how we can give things importance when they don't really have importance.
Yeah, I usually think about that as well. How come that a sheet of a paper is going to define my life?
I know. It's just bizarre. So there's this hadith, when we look at the other side as well, for poverty. It says that when poverty enters through one door, iman or faith leaves through the other. So you also have to think about the profound effects that poverty has on people. Poverty can actually cause some people to go astray,
exactly.
to leave their, and that doesn't mean it's justified, by the way.
Yeah.
Some people think, you know, I'm being ripped off and therefore I'm going to rip off the world. You know, no, that's yeah. not the way it works. Sorry to say, if you are going through poverty, you need to really buckle down and be patient.
Patience,
with it.
Yeah, it's, patience, and then use your intellect in order to get more of money, in order to change the situation. I know it sounds easier to talk about it than to practice it, because
definitely.
Some things are just easier said than done. But then still, I have seen many people who have been through poverty and then they changed it with too much of hard work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess right now it's time for us to go for a break. This is Youth Station. We're still here. Brother Muzaffar and I are talking about money.
Mm-hmm.
That is very important.
Yeah. Money, money, money. Makes the
money
world go
talks.
Around. Yeah. Money talks.
Talks
yeah.
loudly. It mm-hmm. talks.
Yeah. Money, money, money is so funny in a rich man's world.
Yeah.
You heard that one? Because when you're filthy rich, money is just something funny for you now.
Like mm-hmm.
there are times where you can't afford basic necessities. And those times, those necessities, their importance, they go really high in your mind and in your
yeah.
heart. When suddenly Allah opens up the flood doors and you can afford everything, those things are suddenly not important anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Have you been in those situations when you get sick, terribly sick, and then you see that nothing of the thing that you used to think to be important,
wow.
nothing is important anymore.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, that's very, and even when we go to cemeteries, when we see people are dying and when they are put in those graves, in those little graves, then we see that... everything that we're doing in this life, just like trying so hard, running after money, doing too much of hard work from the morning till the night, everything loses its meaning. You know, we think that we're chasing after something that is just worthless.
Why do we do it?
Because we have a life, we have responsibilities, you have kids, you have to feed them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's why.
You know, I think it can all be summarized in one hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he says that, look, live in the dunya,
mm-hmm.
don't let the dunya live in you.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, you know, the earth, dunya, is supposed to be where Allah placed it. That's beneath your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these things, money and wealth and fame and popularity, etc., etc., all of that is just supposed to be something that you use
mm-hmm.
to make the world a better place, to please
exactly.
Allah.
And to help others, of
to
course.
To help others.
Because
right.
if you have money, and then just as example that you mentioned, your uncle, let's just talk about a Scrooge, like the Christmas mm-hmm. carol that everyone just knows yeah. about that. And we've seen a lot of animations like that. They teach us not to be stingy, not to be the kind of a person who is tight-fisted. So if we have money, and then I buy houses, I buy cars, and I do not help other people,
mm-hmm.
even the people who are so close to me, my immediate family, even if I do not help them, then what is the worth of that money? If I just keep it for myself, buying things in this material mm-hmm. world that is not going to last forever, and that is not mine, of
yeah.
course, because
mm-hmm.
one morning I'd wake up and that day is not going to end up. It's not going to get into the night. Mm-hmm. I will not leave the other day.
Yeah, I mean, we can totally extend this analogy to all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
If Allah's giving you a strong body, for example, I've seen so many brothers, they work out in the gym, they've
yeah.
got huge muscles, but then when something happens, they are never there to help in a fight, or if an old lady's being burgled, for example,
yeah.
I don't know. There's people who have transport means. They have a car, but
mm-hmm.
they always come home with an empty car.
So all what you want to say is that if we have a mean, a tool, if we have a blessing, something of my
use
own,
it.
An asset,
yeah,
anything,
yeah.
It must come to my help as a thing that I would offer to other people.
That I would serve Allah with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because his happiness is through the happiness of his obedience. Mm-hmm. If I help his creatures, then he would get happy.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So, still, we're talking about money, the thing which is so important, but it shouldn't rule us. I'm not the kind of a person who says money is not important, because when I was a university student, and then when I went to buy books, the books were so cheap, just like cheaper than perhaps a gumming chew.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, things are so different. And then I understood that even if you're going to be an intellectual person, even if you're going to read too much of books, then you need to have money to support you.
I've been through something similar as well.
Yeah.
Remember when Imam Ridha alayhi salam was asked about the month of Ramadan
and
the philosophy behind it, he said one of the philosophies behind it is so that you would feel the pain of the poor.
To have sympathy.
So you have some sympathy, some empathy for the poor and how it feels like to be hungry.
Exactly.
Without that feeling, how would you ever be able to empathize with them?
Mm-hmm.
You see? So definitely there's that thing there. I can't remember which dua it is. I think it's dua Nudba. No, it's a very special dua which is attributed to Imam Zaman alayhi salam. And it's beautiful because you can put yourself into the perspective of Imam Mahdi and see what he's expecting of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that he says is he doesn't say, "Oh Allah, make the poor rich or destroy the rich."
Yeah.
Because there's these two extremes, right?
Yes, where yes.
Sometimes I feel like it. I think we should all just rise up against the rich people and just, you know, distribute their wealth. Well, the rest of us will be happy, right?
Yeah.
And there's another perspective where you're just like, I wish all the poor people were rich.
Yeah, this one is good.
The Imam doesn't pray that.
Yeah.
He says, give the poor people patience and satisfaction with less, and give the rich people kind of an understanding and, you know, the ability to give more in the way of Allah.
To be generous.
If you go to the Ahadith, it actually says that, look, Allah makes some people poor because if they had been rich, they would have rebelled.
Yeah.
And the opposite is also true. If Allah had made some rich people poor they would have rebelled.
Yeah, that's very true.
You see? So Allah's constantly testing us through the waves that we go through in life.
And at the same time, He knows which is better for us.
Exactly. That's the main point.
Yeah.
So there was this guy, and he would always come to the Prophet, and he'd pray right in the first row in the masjid on time. And he kept on asking the Prophet that, oh, can you pray that Allah makes me rich? Can you pray that Allah makes me rich? Can you pray that Allah makes me rich? And he keeps on saying that to the Prophet. Eventually, the Prophet said, okay. And he gives him two coins. This guy takes those two coins. They have barakah in them. And then he gets richer and richer and richer. He gets tons of camels.
Yeah.
He has a whole business.
And then what happened to him?
He stops going to the masjid. He stops praying on time.
That's why.
Then the Prophet sees him and he says, where have you gone? Why aren't you praying anymore? Why aren't you fasting anymore? Why aren't you doing? And he says, I've got this to look after. I've got a whole business empire to take care of. I've got all these camels. I'm busy, man. The Prophet says, can I have those two dirhams back, those two coins back? And the guy says, those two coins. Back then when he had received them, he was like, wow, two coins. And he was really happy. This time he was like, two coins? Yeah, go ahead, that's
so
nothing.
So money spoiled him totally.
When the Prophet took those two coins back, his barakah also left him.
Wow.
And eventually, you know, he started losing all of his stuff and he became poor again. And he was right back there in the masjid praying on time.
Yeah.
So this is the effect that it can have on some people.
Yeah.
We should be actually thankful that we're not rich.
So that means sometimes when money becomes the focus of our life, we are going to get spoiled.
We become spoiled brats.
Yeah.
And Allah knows what's best for us. Whatever situation that we're in, we should learn to be both patient and thankful.
And make the best out of it, you know?
Yeah, it's not even about the rich people spending a whole lot of money.
Exactly.
If everybody was just paying the zakat and khums, that would sort out all the poverty of the world, pretty much. There would be no poverty anymore.
Exactly. And that's all.
Oh, that's all we have time for. I did have some more points, but inshallah, maybe another time.
Inshallah, yes. If we see you in here, then I could have some more points.
Inshallah.
Yeah. So do not let money to be the center of your attention, the center of your life, because there are some more important things in this world. Money is important, but it's not everything. That's it. Thank you. So until another session, I just say farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.